It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Thursday, January 3rd. I'm Jay Gabler. So glad to have Jade back today. So you all know it's true. She didn't just quit to take the music news desk at CNN.
Yeah, no, I laughed. No, but you dragged me back, Jay, because I need to share my thoughts, so many thoughts, about the Coachella lineup that was announced earlier today. But we'll get to that a little bit later.
Totally. That's definitely our big topic of conversation today. But we do need to acknowledge a couple of musical greats who have passed. Singer-songwriter Daryl Dragon has died of renal failure at age 76. You may not recognize that name, but you probably know his musical moniker, the Captain, of the group Captain and Tennille. His longtime wife, Toni Tennille, was the other half of that duo, Captain and Tennille. They had a string of soft rock hits in the 70s, most notably Muskrat Love, and their smash 1975 cover of Neil Sedaka's Love Will Keep Us Together. Do you know how he got his name, Jade?
I do not.
So he spent some time touring with the Beach Boys in the 60s, and Mike Love would introduce him to the fans as Captain of the Keyboards. So then he kind of like decided to get into it. He put a hat on, he'd wear the captain's hat on stage, and there you had it, one of the defining personae of the yacht rock era. He started performing with Toni Tennille in the early 70s, and the song Love Will Keep Us Together dominated 1975. They won the Grammy for Record of the Year for that one. The world did learn after their 2014 divorce that the marriage was, to some extent, apparently a publicity sham. Their musical partnership was clearly fruitful. In a statement after Dragon's death, Toni Tennille said, "He was a brilliant musician with many friends who loved him greatly. I was at my most creative in my life when I was with him." We're also remembering singer-songwriter Peggy Young, who has died of cancer at age 66. She was best known for her decades-long marriage to and musical collaboration with Neil Young. The couple were together from 1978 until their divorce in 2014.
And she was a folk musician on her own.
Yeah, totally. She was a backup singer for Neil Young until she launched that solo career. She released 5 albums, and she also co-founded with Neil Young the Bridge School, a nonprofit that helps kids with physical and speech impairments. Peggy and Neil were inspired to found the school after their son Ben was born with cerebral palsy. Billboard called Peggy Young an undersung musician and rounded up her 10 best songs, including this one from her post-divorce album Raw in 2017. It's called You Won't Take My Laugh Away From Me.
Jay and I wrapped up 2018 talking about big trends in music, and we wondered if we had hit peak festival, which I guess is still debatable. But as we discussed, another day, another festival. And today, that festival is Coachella, the 2 weekends in mid-April where all the cool kids don their flower crowns and head to the desert. The scene of all scene festivals had a pretty huge moment last year when Beyoncé took over and wowed everyone with a wildly perfect produced performance. So, who's taking over the stage this year? Well, the big name on everyone's lips in 2018 was Childish Gambino, Donald Glover's musical alter ego. He played SNL, and he made everyone ask if this is America. So that makes total sense, culturally important, and he really didn't tour that much last year, so this is a pretty special get for them.
Everybody's going to want to watch that set when it is live streamed, hopefully, on YouTube.
So Tame Impala is going to be headlining the Saturday nights. Things will get weird. That feels very Coachella. It's going to get spacey. And hopefully that means they have a new album on the way sometime soon, because I saw online a couple people were like, Tame Impala is headlining? What's the deal?
Yeah. And even if you don't know Tame Impala's music very well, you might be familiar with leader Kevin Parker. He's really raised his profile with recent collaborations with hip hop stars like Kanye West and Travis Scott.
And don't forget, Lady Gaga went into the studio with him. So we might see some special guests jump on stage with Tame Impala. And of course, you can't have a musical festival, I feel like, in 2019 without the possibility of perhaps seeing Ariana Grande. So she is going to be the headliner for the Sunday nights. And I mean, where wasn't she last year? She created a flurry of conversation and a new meme with each song she released last year.
I heard a lot of positive buzz at the announcement of Ariana Grande because presumably she was the name who came in when Justin Timberlake couldn't make it. He had been rumored to be one of the headliners this year, but he's been struggling with some voice issues. So, yeah, you know, Justin had the Super Bowl this year. Ariana can have Coachella.
Exactly. And there are so many names on this list. Of course, if you ever see the lineup, it starts with one giant name and then the names get smaller and smaller, 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 smaller. Some of those, I mean, Janelle Monáe, she could be headlining her own night.
Absolutely. I heard that from a lot of people as well, that, you know, is she bigger, more important in some ways than, say, Tame Impala or even Childish Gambino? A lot of people would have been happy to see her at the very top of the lineup, but she's there. It'll be an incredible set.
Oh, for sure. Another big band, 1975. Kacey Musgraves makes her way. I don't know if this is the first time country has been at Coachella, but it's very cool that she is added to the lineup.
She's getting so much love from everyone in the world who's not a country radio programmer.
There's also Aphex Twin. There's Weezer in the mix for people who want something a little bit more in that legacy idea. But Solange, Christine and the Queens. I mean, this is Coachella doing what Coachella does, which takes whatever the pulse is right now and puts it on stage.
Yeah, and Billboard had an interesting analysis pointing out that it's becoming more that way, that you do have a couple of legacy acts in there, but they are fewer and fewer and fewer with each Coachella. The Billboard analysis also noted that where you have fewer legacy acts, you're getting more global artists, more Asian pop bands, some Latin music stars in there. So the festival landscape at Coachella is increasingly looking like the global music landscape that we're seeing in people's streaming choices.
Yeah, I think this is the music world we live in now, where people are fans of music. It doesn't matter what kind of music. It doesn't matter genre. It doesn't matter if it's popular or super indie. It's just if it's good music, it's good music.
Yeah. And if you're not going to be one of those people who can make it to California, you're going to have more opportunities even than last year to see some of these performances live streamed.
So Coachella will be April 12th through the 14th and the 19th through the 21st. So will you be headed to Coachella this year? You can let us know just at The Current or at Jay Gabler or at Jade is the name. And if so, I would love for you to prepare yourself for the unknown. One of the names that a lot of people were saying what to was a DJ who performs under the name Ross from Friends. And this is Talk to Me, You'll Understand.
So if there's one rock star who's going to get really excited about a space probe passing a trans-Neptunian object, it's of course going to be...
Brian May?
Dr. Brian May.
Oh, yes.
Astrophysicist, yes.
Doctor. Obviously, I don't want to insult him.
Dr. May, yes. he's an accomplished astrophysicist, and you might know him also from his side hustle. He plays guitar in a band called Queen.
Oh, yeah, that old thing.
Yeah. So anyway, to celebrate the voyage of NASA's New Horizons, a craft currently going where no probe has gone before, Brian May has released a new solo song named after the craft, and he refers to the song as an anthem to human endeavor. Do you think, Jade, that there is an official music video with CGI graphics of planets and stars and moons and asteroids?
Oh, one can only hope. Fingers crossed.
There is. There is indeed.
Of course
there is.
And you
can see it
yeah.
over at thecurrent.org.
The revelations of New Horizons.
Those are today's headlines. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer. We're switching things up, as we mentioned yesterday, so we're not going to have an episode tomorrow. And starting next week, we're going to start devoting our Thursdays to new releases. But today, there was just too much huge news we had to bring you up to speed on.
So we'll see you next week with more music news.